brought up Kwanzaa, and I think that's a very good place to start, because if there is any example of political correctness gone awry, it is Kwanzaa. Now, Kwanzaa was started around a Pan-African movement. These Pan-Africaners, even Muslims today, worship, well, I wouldn't say worship, they celebrate Kwanzaa. Hate Christianity. This movement is full of people who believe that the black man's whole identity was stolen from him, and that we have to recapture our identity by denying whatever it is that they believe America has supplanted into us. So therefore, Christianity is an evil. Why would you create a holiday for black people? Well, they say it's for all Africans, but it's widely known as an African-American holiday. Right after Christmas, with the Jewish-type candle ceremony, and this is all surrounded around some sort of recapturing your African heritage. It's an attack on Christianity. It's an attack on Christmas. It's an attack by these people that believe that black people should not worship Christ because he's been painted white. They believe that you are worshiping white God. And they believe that you're brainwashed. I mean, I'm dealing with these people on a daily basis. These people are in my family. So I'm not telling you something that I believe. This is something that I know for sure. This is my not experience. This is who these people are. The people that created Kwanzaa, the people that celebrate Kwanzaa, are people that hate Christianity because they believe that the white man has brainwashed the black man into worshiping his God and living under his culture and living under his rules. And as though we have gained nothing or no benefit. Now, I'm not the type that sits back and say, oh, we're better off. I'm not that type of person either, because Lord knows the issue is way too complex for that. But so far as this being a politically correct thing, now you have this warped idea to create an African-American holiday that starts right after Christmas, which was actually an attack on Christ. It starts right, and now everybody's saying, oh, happy Kwanzaa. Everybody in America wants to say happy Kwanzaa, when this was started off a racist bullcrap idea. So that's what's wrong with political correctness. That's when political correctness goes awry, when you accept everything. Because everything cannot be accepted. You cannot accept every single idea. I hear a lot of times or read a lot of things on the board where people say black people can say something that white people cannot say, because if the white person says it, they'll be called racist. Black people can create a whole holiday surrounded by their racist thoughts, and then you walk in Walmart and it's a big old banner that says happy racist holiday, you know, happy Kwanzaa, because it's basically anti-Christian, anti-white man, and anti-American holiday. I believe that's the principles. If you, all you have to do is look up Pan-Africanism or the Nation of Islam. These are the people that basically promote Kwanzaa, or the people that are out there you know, really hyping Kwanzaa. I mean, I've sat in the mosque and heard them, oh, we believe in Jesus, but we don't believe in white Jesus. That Jesus is not the real Jesus. And who knows what Jesus looked like? You know, I'm not going to get into a debate with you over what Jesus looked like. All I know is that in the Word of God, and which I believe in, there was Jesus. And he was the Son of God. I mean, those are fundamental principles that I believe in, and they try to knock it down just because of, they feel, of a false image that was put up before black men so that he would worship the white man. And they created a whole holiday around that, folks. And here you guys are running around talking about Happy Kwanzaa, you know, just because it's the politically correct thing to say. And I don't know. I mean, just throughout my life, just dealing with Muslims, I eventually ended up dating a Muslim. And he knew that I was a Christian. And he's been to my house before. But it was around Christmas time, and he comes into the house, and my brother had bought me a little Charlie Brown Christmas tree. I mean, it was much fuller than Charlie Brown's Christmas tree, but it was no higher than about 3 feet high, and it was really full, and I had decorated it, and he freaked out. And of course, then he wanted to talk about the Jesus picture. Now, if you know any black people, you've been into their houses, you know it's two things that most black people have in their houses: a picture of Jesus and a picture of Martin Luther King. So he's freaking out about the picture of Jesus now, and he's freaking out about the Christmas tree and about me being a Christian and accepting white Jesus and being brainwashed. And this is what they believe in. This is why Kwanzaa was basically invented. This is why they invented this holiday, to get us off of Christmas, to get black people from being brainwashed with the Christmas and the pagan and the white Jesus and worshiping a white God. Happy Kwanzaa, folks. When you say it, just think about where it originated from and why are you even knowing what Kwanzaa is, and who's hyping that? It's very anti-Christian. And it's anti-Christ. Ah! I said a conspiracy word. Okay, folks. This is Saffronia. Just giving you some food for thought. Peace, y'all.